1. I remember we once went to a restaurant in Portugal. Beautiful location. Upstairs, overlooking the River Douro. We ordered some grilled sardines to share, and after a few minutes, the waiter came with a big plate of fried sardines and put them down on our table. And we thought, well, we'd ordered grilled sardines, but hey, they're really busy and these look really nice. So we each took a fried sardine and ate it, at which point the waiter came back and said, "These aren't yours," and took them away, and in a few minutes came back with a plate of grilled sardines. So this was all fine, and we had a nice meal, but when we got the bill, we saw that we'd been charged for both the fried sardines and the grilled sardines. So we complained to the waiter, and then to the manager, and said, you know, this was your mistake. But the manager said, basically, you ate them, so you have to pay for them. And we had quite a long argument. Eventually, when we said that we wanted to make a formal, written complaint, very reluctantly, he agreed to take them off the bill. We didn't leave a tip.
2.
We went to lunch one Sunday in a place, a Parisian brasserie called De La Ville. It's a beautiful place. It's from about 1900, with wonderful old furniture, mirrors and all that, really nice. We ordered very simple things like lasagna, which is easy to just heat up. But we waited and waited, and it didn't come. The place was crowded, but not completely full, and there were quite a few waiters. But when we realized that we had been waiting for 2 hours, we went to speak to them, and we asked them, "What about our food? Have you forgotten us?" And instead of apologizing, they were really aggressive with us. So we became more and more angry with them. And finally, we got our dishes and ate them and left. We should have left earlier, but we kept thinking that the food would come, and also it was too late to find somewhere else. But it was a terrible experience, because it was a very famous place, very, with a good reputation, where all the famous people go. But that's the type of service they offer. First, I thought, maybe they were treating us like that because we're not famous. But in fact, I heard lots of other people complaining.
3.
I had a table recently at the restaurant I'm working at in London, and I went to all sorts of trouble with them. It was a group of 6, and there was a vegan and a celiac, you know, someone who can't eat wheat. And anyway, I went through the menu with them and explained what they could have. There was even a woman who said she didn't like onions, so I had to check all the dishes to make sure they didn't have any. There was also a little boy, and I got the kitchen to make a plain omelette for him. Anyway, one of them, an elderly woman, asked for the bill, and she paid in cash. And when I came back with the change, she said, "Don't worry about that. You've been great. Keep it." It was 16p. I mean, I know service was included, but in that case, much better not to tip at all. I left the 16p on the table.